Now, Phil will introduce our second set of news stories.
Pylons and masts do not usually hit the headlines in the evening news, but this week they've featured three times. On Monday, it was reported that a new mast was planned for Heartsease to improve 5G broadband coverage. On Tuesday, we learned that local MPs are questioning a proposal to put new electricity pylons along a 110-mile route in East Anglia. And then on Thursday, concerns were raised about the new mast proposal for Heartsease, as it may partly block a footpath. House building also featured regularly in the news this week. Progress is finally expected this year on 7,500 new homes in Broadland. The new Anglia Square proposals are still failing to satisfy heritage watchdogs. But in Breckland, the freeze on house building could now be unlocked. Alison will start with the first of the mast and pylon tales.
As the latest in a succession of 5G masts is planned, it seems Norwich is finally catching up on crucial access to high-speed mobile internet. The latest mast is planned for Heartsease on a grass verge between Goodwood Close and Woodside Road, an area where those living in the area say they struggle for a signal. Norwich is lagging behind the rest of the UK for 5G connectivity with just 75 masts, while similar-sized cities such as Bristol and Leicester have 175 and 112 respectively. It is the sixth to be planned for the city so far this year and would be built along with two equipment cabinets and a GPS module. Public objections questioned the sustainability of the masts and described it as an eyesore that would not fit in with the surroundings. Other mast plans lodged this year are also in fallow areas for internet and phone connection, such as West Earlham, Sproston and close to the UEA, where there are currently no 5G masts.
A rethink could be forced over controversial proposals for a 110-mile-long line of pylons across parts of the Norfolk countryside. Norfolk MPs, who have opposed National Grid East Anglia's green plans for the pylons to carry electricity from offshore wind farms, welcomed the announcement of a review into the project. The MPs and others from Suffolk and Essex, who joined force as the Offshore Electricity Grid Task Force, have campaigned for the line from just south of Norwich to the Thames estuary to be buried under the sea. They said it should run around the region's coastline to reach its destination as part of an integrated offshore grid. National Grid previously said offshore options had been considered but would have been costlier to energy bill payers and of less capacity than an overhead route. But the electricity system operator, ESO, has said there will be an independent review to consider offshore routes. The review, expected to be published in the summer, will identify alternative options, assess the benefits and costs of each option, and benchmark costs of each proposal against other British projects.
Concerns have been raised over the width of a footpath on the city's outskirts where a new 5G mast is planned to be built. C.K. Hutchinson is hoping to install the new 17-metre telecom pole in Heartsease Lane in Norwich's Mousehold area as Norwich plays catch-up with the rest of the UK's 5G rollout. If approved, the mast would be built in the verge between Heartsease Lane and Borrowdale Drive. But Norwich City Council's Highways Department raised concerns that the plans submitted did not include a proposal to widen the footpath to ensure the cabinets and doors accompanying the mast did not reduce the path size. The council is waiting to hear back from the telecommunications company about the proposal. The mast has become the seventh planned for the city this year as Norwich attempts to put an end to its internet black spots.
Progress should be made on two of the biggest housing developments in Norfolk this year, a council leader has said. The 3,500-home Beeston Park development, just outside Norwich, and proposals for thousands of homes around Rackheath have been talked about for years. Permission for the Beeston Park homes, north of Old Catton and Sproston, was first granted a decade ago, but the houses have yet to be built. And in Rackheath, plans lodged by Taylor Wimpey for almost 4,000 new homes, along with two primary schools and a secondary school, have yet to come before Broadland District Council's Planning Committee. But Sean Vincent, Conservative leader at Broadland, said he was optimistic there would be progress on both schemes in the months ahead. He said, "We have got a backlog at a time when so many people need housing, and there's been a struggle to overcome nutrient neutrality. But things are starting to move in the right direction to enable them to get going. Part of the reason for schemes stalling is the issue of nutrient neutrality, which has prevented councils approving plans for housing in areas within the catchment area of the River Wensum and the Broads."
Changes made to plans for the major revamp of Norwich's Anglia Square have failed to placate heritage watchdogs, which are still objecting to the scheme. Developers Western Homes and site owner Columbia Threadneedle revealed updated plans for the controversial 1,100 home scheme on the shopping centre last month. But the Norwich Society, Historic England and Save Britain's Heritage have told Norwich City Council that they're still objecting to the proposals, having previously raised concerns over the height and massing of the buildings. Civic watchdog the Norwich Society, in its submission to City Hall as part of the planning process, said the Society has now considered the details of this second revision and has concluded that they neither address nor overcome the objections which we and others have previously raised. The Society said the Council's master planning process had been flawed from the start for being tasked from the outset with accommodating the 1,100 residential units, come what may. Western Homes didn't want to comment ahead of the planning committee, where a decision will be made, which is due next month.
House building could finally be unlocked in large areas of Norfolk as councils sign up for a new environmental credit scheme. Breckland Council has become the latest council to agree to set up a new joint venture that would help end a blockage on developments. Last year, house building was stopped in areas close to the Broads and River Wensum, to prevent excess nutrients from new homes from getting into the waterway. But a new scheme would see Norfolk councils join up with Anglian Water to allow developers able to buy credit in return for mitigation. Norwich, South Norfolk and Broadland councils have already agreed to join the scheme, with each one putting in £30,000 to help it get underway. Since the new measures, called nutrient neutrality, were introduced last year, around 1,000 homes in Breckland have not been held up in the planning process. No date has been set for when the credits will become available. Thank you, David. Now let's get back to Chatterbox, and I will ask Alison to introduce the first set of news stories.